Good evening, church. Buenas noches. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Again, you are bilingual, so put your hands together and clap, because now we are excited. Okay, so we are going to reflect a little bit on the birth of the Messiah, and today will be what Kyle calls a sermonette, which means a short sermon. That is child abuse for a Cuban. I don't know how to do a 10 minutes anything, but I will try. I will do my best to finish on time. So we're going to keep reflecting. Stephen read already Matthew chapter 2, but I want to just pay attention and zoom in on verse 11. And that's the story of the Magi coming to see Jesus. They found Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it says that when we reflect on the fact that this is a powerful sign of people who are not part of the Jewish people, and yet they were paying attention to the promises and the things and the stories that have been told for so many years. So when they came and found Jesus after having a conversation with the king of Israel at that time, they really act in a way that is an example for all of us. So when we see this passage and reflect on one of the powerful prophecies that they fulfill in Numbers 24:17, and every time we have an opportunity to celebrate Christmas, I want to encourage people to pay attention to the fact that our faith is not only based on concepts or ideas or books. Our faith is based on a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. That makes a huge difference with other traditions and other faiths in the world. And because of that, we pay attention that this God is a God that transcends heavens and comes to the earth. And because of that, becomes a historical person. And prophecies are being fulfilled. I mentioned before that Jesus fulfilled like around 300 prophecies, which only one of those prophecies, fulfilling at least one, is impossible, almost impossible. So when we read number 24:17, we're going to see this star. It says, a star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise up out of Israel. Number 24:17. That's the prophecy of the star. And these Magi kings, they came and followed the stars and using wisdom to understand the scriptures. But we also know that wisdom alone cannot reveal to us all who God is. We need Jesus. We need the Son to reveal the Father to us. So they follow the star, and as a guidance, and they follow the stars, they did the study, they follow the prophecies, and they found Jesus. But today, we are so grateful that now we don't have to follow the stars. Now we have the Holy Spirit. How many of you have the Holy Spirit? So when you have the Holy Spirit, now you don't have to look at creation, because that creation is one of the ways that God speaks, but also through the Holy Spirit. And now we have this witness, this testimony inside of us that we are children of the living God. And when this Magi came and they worshiped Jesus, they were recognizing that he is not only a baby king, but also God in the flesh. And the three gifts that they presented to Jesus and Mary also fulfill another prophecy. And that prophecy is in Isaiah 66. And when you go there, you're going to find these powerful prophecies. A multitude of camels shall cover you, young camels of Midian and Ephah. All of those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praise of the Lord. So this prophecy, 500 years before, 700 years before, Isaiah prophesying about the baby being born of the virgin. I mean, it's powerful just to see all these prophecies coming together with the birth of Jesus. So when we go to the gifts, how many of you like to receive gifts? Right? It's powerful. I love gifts. My wife gifted me this. Hallelujah. I love it. Right? So we love gifts. So Jesus received these three levels of gifts. Number one was gold, and that represents and signifies that he's a king. He owns everything. It's power, it's strength, it's influence. You know, gold. And today's society, we are all after being successful and have money. Well, gold represents a kingship, and that's why they gave that gift. The second gift was frankincense, and that's the fragrance of incense, and that's because Jesus was also God. That's why they worshiped him. So I give, you know, with this gift, they were representing this is God in the flesh, not only a king, but he's also God. So we're going to give him incense. And as that will reveal Isaiah 53 and all these powerful prophecies, worship God, which is now a challenge for many people, because if Jesus is only a moral teacher, like many other moral teachers that we have in history, then it's fine. You can do what he says or not. It's fine because he's a moral teacher like Gandhi or others. But if he's God, it pushes us to a place where now we have to decide, are we going to worship him, yes or no? And that's a big challenge that we have in the 21st century. If we believe that Jesus is God, now he's changed everything for us, because now he's not only a moral teacher, but now he's God in the flesh. And because of that, I'm going to obey him and I'm going to worship him. And that changed everything for us in our daily lives. And the last gift was myrrh. And that represents his humanity, that he's God in the flesh, that he will suffer. He will pay a price on the cross for all of us, dying for our sins. There is a little story where a little boy was asking around, who is the strongest in the world? And the little boy went and said, and went to the rock and said, yeah, the rock Johnson, are you the strongest in the world? And he said, no. The strongest in the world is iron. Iron is the strongest in the world. Okay. So the little boy went and find Mr. Iron. Mr. Iron, are you the strongest in the world? And Iron said, no, I'm not the strongest. The strongest is fire, because he can melt me. So the little boy went and said, Mr. Fire, are you the strongest in the world? And Fire said, no, I am not the strongest in the world. It's water, because water can extinguish me. Okay, the little boy went and said, okay, Miss Water, are you the strongest in the world? And Water said, no, the strongest in the world is the sun, because it can evaporate me. Okay, then we went and says, Mr. Sun, are you the strongest in the world? He said, no, the strongest in the world are the clouds, because the clouds can block me from giving my light. Okay, let me go and find the clouds. Miss Clouds, are you the strongest in the world? He said, no, the strongest in the world is the wind, because when they blow, they can take me to different directions. Okay, let me find the wind. So he went and said, Mr. Wind, are you the strongest in the world? He said, no, the strongest in the world is the mountains, because when I blow, they can stop me. Okay, let me find the mountains. Mountains, are you the strongest in the world? He said, no, the strongest in the world is humanity, is men, because they can build and break me and build roads and divide me. And then he said, okay, let me ask this guy. Okay, men, are you the strongest in the world? And the men said, no, we are not the strongest in the world. The strongest in the world is death, because death can kill us. And then the guy went and said, little guy said, Miss Death, are you the strongest in the world? And Miss Death says, no, I am not, because 2,000 years ago, a baby boy was born, and he and killed me, and now he's alive forever and ever. He is the strongest in the world, and his name is Jesus. He's the strongest in the world. No one like him. He's so powerful. He's great. And because of that, we worship him. And that's what we want to take home, that Christmas is about Jesus, that the gifts and the tree and the meals, all of that is gravy, cookies and cream. Right? We have to focus and remember that Christmas is about Jesus. So just turn to your neighbor and say, Christmas is about Jesus. Come on, but say it like it is Black Friday. Say it with passion. Okay? Christmas is about Jesus. Say it again like with passion, like you believe it. Hallelujah. Now we are talking. Now we're talking. So, you know, that's what Christmas is all about. So what should be our response? You know, we need to follow the example of the Magi. We need to bring our treasures, our time, our talents to God. We need to worship him. We need to love him. We need to serve him. We need to obey him. And as we do that, God will honor us and bless us. So my hope is that we live tonight with this revelation that every time we celebrate Christmas, it is a reminder that Christ is alive, that this is not a common story, that one day we're going to face Jesus, and one day we're going to give an account for every word, every action, every thought, every feeling that we have. And as we do that, remember that as we reflect on how Christ is not only king, but he's also a priest, which means that he can also forgive your sins, our sins, and now we can rejoice because we have no debt with God. And this is a powerful message for America, because America is founded on debt. So if you are now notified that you have no debt, you will be screaming and kicking. So now I'm telling you, you have no debt in Christ, because God is with you in Christ, forgiving all your sins. So put your hand together and clap and dance, because God is good. I did it. Hallelujah. I did it. I promised and I did it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Okay. So the tradition of communion says in 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul is teaching us, saying, I pass on to you what I also received from the Lord, that the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup and said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. And wherever you go, proclaim the death of the Lord Christ until he comes. Let's pray. Loving Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon these elements of bread and wine, and make them for us the body and the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to invite those who are going to help me to serve to come forward, and let's make the declaration and confession of faith as they approach. Come here. Let's repeat together the declaration. Merciful God, we Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proved God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The Lord's table is open for those who love Jesus. Come and eat. Thank you.
So that we don't melt the wax, or spill the melted wax, always make sure once you have the flame, keep yours straight up and down. Sorry. And let the person. And let the person next to you light from your candle and then pass the flame on down your row. Not get a candle when you came in, our ushers have some extras. Just raise your hand. once you have received the flame and shared the flame, I'll invite you to stand and we'll sing together.
Christ the Savior is born.